condolences go to the, my condolences go to the family of the police officer. It's not nice to watch an officer of the nation, whether it's a police or soldier or whatever capacity the person is playing for this country, to be shot in broad daylight and on live camera. As Colonel Abuazu said, there are a lot of mistakes that I noticed, apart from the carelessness of the driver, the police officer himself, and the whole idea of escorts, because this was not an escort of a bullion van. I also, adding on to what Kino said, in the interest of time, the people around, they are full of cowards. Security of a nation is not only the duty of government, it's also the duty of citizens. There was a guy in a vehicle, a blue kind of vehicle, a four-wheel drive sort of kind. And when one of the robbers was moving towards him, you have a vehicle. It's a vehicle. It's a weapon. It's coming at you. You couldn't ram him with your vehicle. They were on motorcycle. You couldn't ram them with your vehicle. The taxi was there. And I didn't know whether the taxi took off or the pump attendant took off, but from what I saw. But they could have used these two weapons to try to immobilize and try to also respond. Because if we leave everything to the care of the police officers, the country's security will never be strengthened. So I was very angry when I saw that the citizen at the station made no effort. They just took off. Cowards. So these are some of the mistakes that I saw in the video. But I think overall, Ghanaians do not adhere to protocol, to security mechanisms that have been issued to us. We don't follow instructions too easily. We always leave it to chance. And we saw what happens when you leave things to chance. I am happy there was a CCTV camera installation there, but the camera was positioned too high above the people. So unless you do a zoom in, I don't know whether they have. The capacity to zoom in, you will not see the faces of the people. You need a forensic videographer to be able to analyze the scene and then bring in the features of that, of the people that perpetrated the crime. I do not also know whether our police has forensic videographers and that can do face recognition and all of those features that we need to have in order to go after the perpetrators. But this appears to be, circumstantially speaking, this appears to be a planned job. No, but